Revelations of Kink, a Good Omens crackpot fic, written by False Premise and read by Jupp. For the prompt, chains. Broly's heart thumped hard in his chest as he climbed the stairs of the bookshop following a Zero Affair. He was not nervous. Not at all. Just their first time, right? It's fine. There's always a first for everything. Crowley'd seen many firsts. First, second, 654th. What did it matter? His stomach did a backflip. Xerophil turned and smiled. But how was he so beautiful? Then Xerophil leaned forward, planted a soft and delicate kiss on Crowley's mouth. Crowley groaned at a volume that was simply humiliating. Hold it together. Xerophil smiled again. Give me a minute, he whispered as he opened the door to his new bedroom. I have something special planned for you.
Special? Crowley gulped. Right. Special. Okay.
Wasn't the first time special enough? Not that it mattered. The first thing. It didn't.
1 minute, Xerophil said with a wink, and he closed the door behind him. Crowley waited. He shifted from side to side, and he chewed his bottom lip, and he bounced on the soles of his feet, and he waited. His cock, achingly hard and leaking into his trousers, spontaneously transformed into a vulva, wet and ready and begging to be filled, and then transformed back into a cock again. Crowley gave it a stern talking to. Then he waited some more. It was the longest damn minute of his immortal life. Finally, finally, the blasted minute was up. This was it. This was it. Crowley held a shaking hand out to the doorknob and turned it. The door opened with a creak. What he saw made Crowley's blood run cold and blasted all genitalia from his form in an instant. Xerophil was chained to the bed with heavy iron chains, his clothing in tatters as if he'd been slashed at viciously by someone with claws. A demon! Of course it was a demon! Devices of torture were lying strewn about the room. Leather whips, blindfolds, strange bulbous devices, clearly meant for insertion into Satan knows where. Xerophil! Crowley cried out as he ran into the room. He ran immediately to Xerophil's side, his eyes darting about for his attacker. But there was no one else here. Where's he, Xerophil?
Who, dear? Xerophil asked, clearly still a little shocked and confused.
The demon who attacked you, of course, Crowley cried out. Fuck, I was only gone for a minute. Where is the bastard?
His eyes kept darting around the room, desperately searching for the fiend. But even in his continued state of terror and outrage, he could feel reason tapping at his shoulder.
Crowley, Xerophil said softly. Crowley, my dear, there is no one else here. I chained myself up.
Crowley's eyes flicked down to Xerophil. He could see that Xerophil was telling the truth.
But why?
Xerophil's eyes welled with tears.
For you.
And suddenly it all slotted into place. Crowley looked around the room again with a clear head. The leather whip was a nice soft leather.
wouldn't do a lot of damage, would it? It'd sting and leave red marks, and that's about it. Mostly for show. And that bulbous thing, it was an anal plug, wasn't it? Yes. There was a bottle of lubricant beside it. And the blindfold? Well, could be used for torture, but it wasn't exactly a torture device, was it? And then he remembered all those times he'd found a Xerophil chained up or tied up or otherwise in some helpless predicament. And all those times Xerophil had called Crowley a fiend, or a cat, or a rake. And all those times Xerophil had batted his eyelashes so very prettily and suggested that Crowley might be evil enough to take advantage. Oh, I'm sorry, Xerophil gulped between tears. I thought, oh dear, I've been so foolish. Crowley sat on the bed beside Xerophil and gently wiped his tears away. Shh, it's all right. Xerophil gestured as if to click his fingers, but Crowley quickly and decisively stopped him by firmly grabbing his hand. Xerophil swallowed hard. Crowley smiled. He sighed. Truth is, my tastes are more... well... He shrugged. He reached up and gently brushed the last of Xerophil's tears away. About pleasing you. Oh! Xerophil gasped. So, here's the thing. What this... Crowley gestured around himself. Was all this for me? Or would all of this please you, Angel? Xerophil chewed his bottom lip for a moment. Then he quickly nodded. Crowley stood tall over Xerophil, who was still chained up on the bed. And oh, he did look very pretty, all chained up like that, didn't he? Now that Crowley could see it properly. Yeah, it would. You'd make all those want noises for me, would you, Angel? Beg me for more. Disgrace yourself. Come all over the bedsheets in a fit of ecstasy for me. Xerophil's eyes fluttered closed, and he pressed his lips together, stifling a moan. He nodded again. Crowley shuddered as his cock, as hard as ever, manifested itself back into existence. Xerophil's eyes darted towards the bulge straining in Crowley's tight trousers, and then up to meet Crowley's eyes, brimming with desire. Crowley smiled. He licked his lips. Well then, he said in his best faking evil voice, and he'd gotten rather good at it over the years. You've gotten yourself into quite a vulnerable position here, Angel, and I'm afraid I will be taking advantage. The end.